right? Tension is any form of stressor, whatever that might be, but we can't really find the words for it. And I notice this specifically with men. We're often not trained to talk. We're trained to act, right? So sometimes we struggle to find the words, but the breath skips all of that, right? It just goes to where the tension is and it releases it.
Hi und herzlich willkommen im Self-Care Club, dem Mindfulness- und Produktivitäts-Podcast. Ich bin Max Germann, der Gründer der Self-Care-Brand Noom. Ich unterhalte mich mit Menschen, versuche herauszufinden, wie sie ticken, was sie antreibt und wie sie auf sich selbst achtgeben. Lassen wir uns inspirieren und voneinander lernen, damit wir zur besten Version unserer selbst werden können. Let's go! Today's guest is Stephen Ebbers. He's a certified breathwork facilitator and helps people to reconnect with what he calls the simple self. We will quickly realize how little we actually need and how we can let go of everything else that doesn't serve us. And that's where the breath comes in.
And thanks for having me, man. So the reason I started a breathwork company was actually twofold. Because I started working before this in a lot of startups, and the startup environment can be quite a stressful place, especially a big city like London. I mean, you know the drill of starting your own company. And I really needed to take some time for myself. Been working very hard, and I think I was on the edge of maybe even a burnout. I don't know exactly what it was, but I definitely needed a big break. And paradoxically enough, I felt like the only way to truly be in charge of my own time was to start my own company, even though that can come with a lot of new stresses as well. So there was a bit of a paradox, but it was the only way I could guarantee that I would have the break that I needed. And that was also the period of time where I got more and more interested in breathing. I've had some experience with breath work. I think the first session I did was about 8 years ago. I didn't know what it was back then. I just knew that there was this man who walked into a room and he had everyone crying in about 10 minutes. So I was like, wow, okay, this is something. So since then I've been sort of experimenting with it, but I've never fully went into the world of breathwork. And the more I read about people being close to burnout or really needing to recover, is that it's very much around the nervous system. And the easiest way to tap into the nervous system, to calm down the nervous system, is the breath. So that's how I got more and more interested in it. I started to experiment with it. I noticed the massive effects it had on me. And and since I started my own company, I thought this was the perfect moment to really start sharing the breath and start helping people connect to themselves, to others, to their environment, all by using the breath and regulating their nervous system.
So in the beginning, it was not really the plan to start the breathwork company. It was just something that naturally happened, and that's where you are right now.
Kind of, yes. I knew I wanted to start for myself. I had a background in coaching, in psychology, in startups. And it was more like I had a good network, but I didn't necessarily know where to take it. And I don't necessarily have the aspiration of being a founder of a huge company. But it's just along the way, I just noticed that breathwork is such a powerful tool. And I noticed that there's so much people who can benefit from a tool that's fundamentally free, right? Like we all breathe. So I just thought that was incredible. So that's where I really started to build it out. And I've noticed the uptake as well, because I've also tried coaching, and coaching is helpful. But I think by incorporating also the body, there's much more room for growth. And so that's where the breath side of breath life really started to take off.
Very, very nice. And what is breathwork actually? What is it about? Is it just about realizing how to breathe, or is it about exercises? How are you telling people how to start, and what is it about? What is it about?
Well, it's actually a very good question, because I think like there's loads and loads of misconceptions around breathing and breathwork. Because a lot of people, when they've never heard of breathwork, they're like, what are you on about? Like, do you sell air? Like, what is it that you do? Because I've been breathing all my life and I'm still alive, so I must have been doing something right. And to a certain extent, that's true, right? But just because it's automatic doesn't mean it's efficient or that you're doing it in the right way. So really what breathwork is about is, breathwork is kind of an overarching term for everything that has to do with breathing. But as you know, there's tons and tons of ways of breathing. There's your day-to-day breathing. There's the breathing you do when you're exercising. There's the breathing that you do when you're sleeping, the breathing that you do when you're crying, when you're laughing, when you're, I don't know, spacing out at a festival, whatever it might be, right? There's all kinds of breathing. And really what breathwork fundamentally is turning that from an automatic process into a deliberate conscious process. Mm-hmm. Now, to break that even down a little bit further, so when I talk about breath work, I really talk about more almost therapeutic growth journeys. They tend to take an hour and a half, and they're really designed to process any deep stuck tensions that you might have in your body, right? All the stress that we have, if it doesn't come out, it gets stored in the body somewhere. And the breath is the easiest way to set that into motion. So that's what I would call breath work. I think a lot of the other things you see out there, I would more call breathing techniques. So, I mean, you probably heard of Wim Hof, right? The man himself using the ice. So I would call that more a breathing technique. Very helpful, very efficient. Or some people really use breathing to slow down and they use a really calm breath to really relax. So these are all breathing techniques. And a lot of it stems actually from pranayama. So pranayama is the breathing technique that goes with yoga. Mm-hmm. That's really the world of breath work. So it has a very ancient tradition, all kinds of breathing to get you into different states to support your meditation. And from there, it developed into all kinds of techniques like Wim Hof, like relaxed state, or maybe even the longer sessions that I enjoy doing as well.
Yeah,
or more almost therapeutic effect.
Okay. Yeah, that's actually how I realized how important your breath is for the first time when I did yoga for the very first time. I had to do a specific pose and I couldn't breathe. Everyone was lying there and I couldn't breathe. And then the yoga teacher came to me and told me, okay, Max, first you have to learn to breathe properly because otherwise we will never go any further here. And that was actually the first time where I realized, okay, you do this every day and you can breathe at different parts of your body because she told me, okay, you have to breathe on your back or something like that. I don't remember it exactly. It was the first time where I realized how breathing actually works. And you were already talking about what you're doing to help people to kind of enhance their well-being and combine coaching and breathwork. How are you doing that? Where do you start?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think there's multiple parts to this answer, but I think the first thing is like, sometimes I literally do breathing coaching because some people come to me and they have actually a very inefficient, unhealthy way of breathing, right? So they might be breathing high up in the chest. They might be breathing through the mouth. And when I tell them, or I try to tell them, like try to breathe through your nose into the belly, that's already an issue. Now, It's not their fault. I mean, no one has ever taught us how to breathe, right? We're sort of assuming that everyone's got this, whereas actually that's not the case. So sometimes it's literally coaching people on how to breathe. And then from there, we can maybe work deeper. But once people have got the hang of that bit and they've really opened up their channels and they're starting to understand how to breathe, right? Like their physical channels, like how to open up the throat and the nose and getting it all into working properly again. Then from there, sometimes I can work with certain themes. So sometimes what we do is, hey, I'm going through, I don't know, a breakup, but I don't really know how to process it. Or I have a really difficult relationship with my boss. Or I don't know, I just feel this anger and I don't know where it is coming from. Or I feel restless and I don't know where it's coming from. Because sometimes we have, the best way to describe it is stuck tensions, right? Tension is any form of stressor, whatever that might be, but we can't really find the words for it. And I notice this specifically with men. We're often not trained to talk. We're trained to act, right? So sometimes we struggle to find the words, but the breath skips all of that, right? It just goes to where the tension is and it releases it. So that can be very helpful. And then from there, I can ask, okay, what was released? And then they can talk about what they felt the release was. And then it starts to make sense to them. Actually, yes, this popped up. I feel so much responsibility about taking care of my family or, I don't know, performing in a group or whatever it might be for them. But sometimes the body can tell the story first and then we find the words rather than the other way around. So that's where the coaching comes in.
Oh, nice. Okay, now I get it. I get it. It's yeah. Interesting. That's right for sure. And how to start? How can I, or anybody who is listening, learn to do it? Is there any trick you have for us?
Yes, I think there's multiple ways. So the first thing is to improve your breath awareness. And by that, I literally mean become aware of how you breathe in your day to day. And then you'll start to notice that it varies throughout the day, right? So the first thing is to check, are you breathing through your nose or through your mouth in your day to day life? In your day to day, you should be breathing through your nose. The oxygen uptake is up to 20% higher. It cleans the air, it warms it up, it moisturizes it, it slows it down, it releases a gas called nitric oxide, which really calms you down, which is only produced in the nose. So by breathing through the nose, you're already calming your system down and you're breathing in a way more efficient way. So that's the starting point, because that's the way you breathe 98% of the time. So if you can improve that, you're already will notice some improvements. You might get, I noticed this as well, when I really started to focus on nose breathing, I got a lot less hungry, right? Because I think what it was, I was being so much more efficient with my breathing and my energy that I needed a lot less food to reach the same energy in my body. So that's super interesting in itself. And you start to slowly calm down. Yeah, it's really interesting. So that's the first thing, start with nose breathing. Once that becomes a thing, that's like your weekly short vinyasa yoga. But sometimes you also need to do a deep clean. So the second step I would say is maybe see if you can find a breath worker somewhere. Yoga is a good start, or maybe there's even breath work sessions, and see if you can try one of these longer sessions. And then in between that, there's a lot of yoga videos. So there's like Soma Breath has really good videos. You could try Wim Hof, it's fantastic. If you simply type breathing into YouTube, you'll get a lot of videos. So start with your day to day. Am I breathing through the nose into the belly? Then maybe short videos, 20 minutes, finding the type of breath you like. And then the third step would be maybe the longer sessions to really try to do a deep clean of the whole breathing system.
Uh-huh. And once I've found a nice technique that works for me, would you recommend anything like, how can I integrate it into my daily life? Is there like, are there specific moments where it's really helpful to do something like that? Is it more in the mornings and evenings or in between? What would you recommend to do?
Yeah. So in general, I would say try the more activating sessions in the morning. Mm-hmm. So basically, fundamentally how it works is quite simple to explain. We have our nervous system, which has all these branches, but two of them are the sympathetic, which is all about activation, and there's the parasympathetic, which is all about relaxation. The sympathetic is activated when we inhale. This parasympathetic is activated when we exhale. So that's all you really need to remember. Inhale, activation, exhale, relaxation, which means that if you do an exercise in the morning when you want to activate and get ready for the day, do an exercise that's focused on the inhale, right? So this is why people do a lot of Wim Hof breathing, which is very like, it's very focused on the inhale. So if you do that in the morning, you get that little rush of energy to start the day. Towards the end of the day, try to do exercises that are focused on exhaling. So with an extended exhale, the longer you make the exhale, the more you will relax, which gets you ready for sleeping. So those are the two moments I think in the day would be interesting. So before work and then after work or before bed. And there's one more thing that I think is important is when you're behind a laptop. We spend so much time behind a laptop that so many people just forget to breathe. It's literally called, I think it's something like email apnea. When people open their, they've even done research into this. When people open their email, they stop breathing because it's like, oh my God, work to do. And they stop breathing. So one of the exercises I sometimes do with clients as well is I tell them to set an alarm 5 times per day. And when the alarm goes off, you have one job, and that's to check how you're breathing. Right, to also catch yourselves when you're actually breathing automatically and see like, hey, how am I breathing right now? And can I slowly start to change that? So more an intermittent check, which can be very helpful.
Yeah. Yeah, I think which when you like stack it onto a habit, maybe coming back from a break you had and opening up your laptop, and always when you're doing that, check your brief and try to take the energy you just have got from your break and not like to directly get stressed after you open your laptop again. Yeah, that's nice. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is there also like a lot of scientific or a lot of studies already that tell us how important breathwork is to reduce stress?
Yes, it's starting to come more and more and more. I mean, I think partially the difficulty is that, I mean, this might be a bit like political, but the breath is free, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if it turns out to be the tool that it is, which it obviously is, if you think about it, like to a certain extent, I'm like, do we really need the research to real? I mean, stop breathing for 3 minutes and you're done. It's pretty obvious that it's pretty important, yes, right? Like, to a certain extent, it is pretty obvious. But at the same time, yes, the number of specific research into breathing techniques and the effect it has on us is significantly increasing. I think the reason why there's maybe not that much research into it is because it's a free medicine, right? So there's no real incentive to fund or sponsor this type of research, no, because no one will eventually make money from it, which is a bit sad. But at the same time, yes, there is a lot of research into it. And really fundamentally, that's what it really comes down to. So they do a lot of research with people who have, for example, experienced severe trauma, war veterans, etc. That's where it often starts. And they've really noticed the effects of slow breathing on the trauma symptoms and just in general, like people going through high stress situations and the effect of breathing on their general stress levels. And you can measure that in all kinds of ways, right? Cortisol levels, heart rate, muscle tension, all of these things. So there is quite a lot of research out there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. And once we were already talking about techniques and how I can start, would you say that it's very difficult to learn and to start? Do we need a lot of practice for it?
No, you don't. And I mean, I think a lot of our respiratory system is so primal to us that for most people with a little bit of practice, there's already a lot of improvement, right? So what you tend to see is that when people start to breathe in a different way, it's really like our system tends to work a little bit according to like use it or lose it, right? If we stop using something, we'll use the functionality.
Okay.
But that also works the other way around. So once we start to breathe through our nose again, and we learn a little bit on how to use our diaphragm properly, all these systems will come back alive and you'll have the benefits. So it's a very easy and free tool to already make a big improvement. And that's not difficult. And in the end, it's breathing, right? Like to a certain extent, it's also not rocket science. So no, it's actually very accessible, I would say.
Okay. So it's more the awareness.
Yes.
Okay.
It's the awareness and the deliberate conscious way of breathing, right? And to really also like to make it interesting for yourself, right? And when you're talking about like, is there scientific research? I mean, do your own experiments. See what happens, see what it does. And a really good thing to do as well is cold exposure. So if you really want to get into it and learn more about breathing, cold exposure can be very interesting. So for example, that gentle cold shower in the morning, just seeing what it does to the breath and see if you can breathe through that, but just by going gently, and then see if you can slowly take that a little bit further, and it will improve your mindset and it will just improve your whole breathing system. So that's also an interesting tool to use.
Okay, that's good that everyone can easily try it.
Exactly.
And you, as you know, I'm also very new to the topic. The only thing I do when I'm stressed, I also realize, okay, I have to calm down, and then I focus on my breath. That's what I have learned. And the first thing was when I did yoga. So you told me that you prepared something for us that everyone who is listening right now can try it for the first time. And let's do it. Let's try it out.
That's cool. Yeah. So really what we're going to do, because it's just going to be short, just to give you a little bit of a feel for it. So because even what you just said, right, when people are stressed, we often tell them to take a deep breath. Right. And what do people do? They do that, which is very inefficient, right? If you think about it, it's almost the same way you breathe when you're running away of danger, right? It's that quick mouth breath, mm-hmm. deep, high up in the chest, moving up. So really what we're going to do now, just because we have a short period of time, we're just going to see what it really feels like to consciously breathe through the nose into the belly. Now, the trick is predominantly to try to keep the shoulders relaxed, because as soon as the shoulders start to move up, it means that we're breathing into our chest rather than into our belly. So I'm going to play a little music and I'll just talk you through it. Okay, so we'll just start with some nice birds. So hopefully you can hear that. You can, there we go. So whenever you feel ready, you can just sit up. And then if you want to, you can close your eyes. That feels good. And for now, just become aware of your breath. Notice how you're breathing. And see if you can breathe through the nose into the belly. So trying to pull the diaphragm down. Feeling the belly rise and the chest might naturally follow. That's okay. And just notice in your body as well if you're feeling stressed or relaxed. And just maybe do a quick body scan as you're gently breathing. Relaxing the forehead, relaxing the jaws, the neck, the shoulders. Relaxing the gut, the chest. Relaxing our core and our pelvic floor. And just notice what that already does when you're just breathing gently through the nose into the belly. So what we're going to do in a second is that we're going to breathe to a beat. And I will count with you, but it's basically four beats in and then four beats out. We're going to do that for around 2 minutes. And then we're going to do a little breath hold just to see what that feels like as well. The music is slowly starting. We're going to take deep breaths through the nose, into the belly, letting the chest naturally follow. In, two, three, four, out, two, three, four, in, two, three, four, out, two, three, four, in, two, three, four, out, two, three, four. Keep that going. It's up to you if you want to breathe out through the mouth or through the nose, as long as the inhale is through the nose. In, two, three, four, out, two, three, four, nine. And as you're doing this, it might also be nice to let out a sigh on the exhale. Find that deep relaxation. Just keep that going. Really good. See how that feels. Feels good, you can even start to take deeper, bigger breaths. Nice. So yeah, so that's really a very simple way to experience. How do you feel?
I have to say it works. I forgot that we are actually recording a podcast. So I was like super relaxed. It feels very good. And I feel very energized right now.
Nice. Good. Yeah, and that's what I mean. It's pretty simple, right? Like anyone can find a bit of music, even like what we did. We did 3 minutes, 3-4 minutes. And you're already starting to notice the changes. And it's because we're playing with that nervous system and we're recalibrating it to relax. So a simple tool, accessible to everyone.
Yeah, very nice. Thank you so much for sharing this with us. Next time I will not brew a coffee. I will just do a little breath work instead of it. Definitely has kind of the same effect, I have to say.
Yeah, it will.
I guess it's a perfect end to our podcast recording. Thank you so much for sharing your knowledge with us.
Yeah, you're more than welcome and thank you for having me.
Das war der Selfcare Club, der Mindfulness- und Produktivitäts-Podcast mit Max Germann. Für weitere Folgen abonniert unseren Podcast und schaut auf unserer Website numin.co vorbei. Bis zum nächsten Mal.